Now, the invocation of the Holy Name, the Jesus Prayer, is a way in. A prayer that can enable us to take off our shoes, to wake up, to realize that we are standing on holy ground, to be gathered into God's presence here and now at this very moment. Notice I say that it is a way in. It is not the only way. Prayer is personal, a person-to-person conversation, a dialogue between one specific subject, me, and another specific subject, God, the Holy Trinity. Now, persons are inexhaustibly varied. Each of us is unique, unrepeatable. In each of us is to be found a distinctive treasure, not to be found in anyone else. That is why in Revelation 2:17, it is said that in the age to come, to each of the redeemed there will be given a white stone. And on the white stone will be written a new name that nobody knows except the one who receives it. There is in every human person hidden a unique mystery. Actually, when I was a child, I had a dream in which I was told what my name on the white stone was. But I'm not going to tell you. In the Tales of the Hasidim by Martin Buber, there is a saying by one Rabbi Zusia. He said, in the age to come at the last judgment, I shall not be not Moses. Why were you not Elijah? I shall be asked, why were you not Zusia? That's what we shall all be asked at the last judgment. Why did we not become the unique person that God intended us to be? Now, since persons are inexhaustibly varied, and since prayer is personal, it follows that ways of prayer are also varied. There is no single form of inner prayer that is without exception appropriate for everyone, everywhere, always. Each, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, under the guidance of his or her spiritual father or mother, his or her Abba or Amma, and spiritual guidance is of extreme importance in Orthodoxy, as the Philokalia bears witness. Each has to find her or his own way of praying. Allow always for freedom in prayer. As Saint Barsanuphius of Gaza, writing in the 6th century, says, I do not want you to be under the law, but under grace. So we should not say of the Jesus Prayer, it is the only way, or it is the best way. We should say merely, it has helped many. It has helped me. It may help you. The center and heart of the Jesus Prayer is the holy name Jesus itself. The name given to the Son of God at his human birth in Bethlehem by Mary, his virgin mother, and by his foster father Joseph. So it is a name that sums up the double reality of Christ, that he is fully and truly God and fully and truly man. And the name Jesus means more particularly Savior. As the angel says to Joseph, Matthew 1:21, you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So, meaning as it does salvation, the name Jesus speaks to us not only of our Lord's incarnation, but also of his death and resurrection. In the Old Testament, the divine name is felt as a source of grace and power. And so also it is with the name Jesus in the New Testament. Through the holy name, devils are cast out, miracles are brought to pass. In the words of a second century text, the shepherd of Hermas, the name of the Son of God is great and boundless, and it upholds the whole world. So, for us Orthodox, the Jesus Prayer, containing as it does this great and boundless holy name, is felt to transmit to us the grace and power of Jesus the Savior himself. It has a sacramental value. It is an outward and visible sign of an inner and spiritual grace. There are two ways in which the Jesus Prayer can be used. First, what we may call the free use, during all the passing moments of the day that might otherwise be wasted, once or several times, as we are busy with our regular daily tasks, we can recite the Jesus Prayer. And then there is what we may call the fixed use, when we say the Jesus Prayer as part of our regular prayer time, in conditions of external quiet, when we are seeking solely to pray and are not engaged in any other activity. And it is possible to use the Jesus Prayer in the first way, in the free way, without necessarily using it as part of our regular prayer time in the fixed way. Now, the aim of the free use of the Jesus Prayer can be summed up in the words, find Christ everywhere. And the aim of the fixed use can be summed up in the phrase, create silence.